Good evening. This is Akashwani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. India commissions its second nuclear submarine, INS Arighat. Tripura government declares state as natural calamity zone amid unprecedented floods. Rating agency Fitch raises India's sovereign debt rating, attributing country's robust medium-term growth prospects and solid external finance position. India reaffirms commitment to strengthen ties with Pacific partners and forum, announces quick impact projects worth $50,000 in each of the 14 Pacific Island countries. And in Paralympic Games, Paris 2024, Indian badminton players Sukant Kadam, Tarun Dhillon and Lalina Kere Yathiraj win their opening match on day one. The second Arihant-class submarine INS Arighat was commissioned into the Indian Navy today at Vishakhapatnam in the presence of Defence Minister Rajnath Singh. In his address, the Defence Minister expressed confidence that Arighat will further strengthen India's nuclear triad, enhance nuclear deterrence, help in establishing strategic balance and peace in the region and play a decisive role in the security of the country. INS Arighat's construction featured advanced technology, special materials, complex engineering and highly skilled workmanship. The presence of both INS Arihant and INS Arighat will enhance India's capability to deter potential adversaries and safeguard its national interests. The Tripura government has declared the entire state as natural calamity affected area, even as the Interministerial Central Team, IMCT, is conducting on-the-spot assessments in the most affected places. More from our correspondent.
The Interministerial Central Team, which began on-the-spot assessment for the losses incurred in Gomati and South Tripura districts, will tomorrow visit Khowai and Sipaichala districts, which too are battered by rains and floods. So far, 32 persons have lost their lives. Meanwhile, the flood water has contaminated water resources and therefore poses a high risk of outbreak of waterborne diseases. Health Department continues to conduct health camps across the state. Also, the Department of Drinking Water and Sanitation has issued standard operating procedures, SOPs, to mitigate the high risk of waterborne diseases and ensure safe disposal of waste. Kunal Shinde, Akashwani News, Agartala.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that unprecedented work for women's welfare has been done in the last 10 years to make them prosperous. Responding on a social media post of Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan, the Prime Minister said, educational, social, economic and political empowerment of women has been ensured so that women in the country can move ahead. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Mumbai and Palghar in Maharashtra tomorrow. During the visit, the Prime Minister will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of various development projects at Sidco Ground, Palghar. Mr. Modi will also inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of 218 fisheries projects worth around 1,560 crore rupees. He will also address Global FinTech Fest 2024 at the Jio World Convention Center in Mumbai. Meanwhile, speaking at a press conference in Palghar today, Union Minister of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Sarbananda Sonowal, said that Vadhavan Port will make distinguished identity of the state and the country. On the other hand, the Prime Minister will also inaugurate the third phase of construction of Arthungal Fishing Port in Alappuzha in Kerala through online mode tomorrow. The Central Election Committee meeting of the BJP is underway at the party headquarters in New Delhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Home Minister Amit Shah, BJP President JP Nadda, party's Haryana election in charge, and Union Minister Dharmendra Pradhan and other senior party leaders attended the meeting. The meeting is expected to finalize the name of the candidates for the upcoming Haryana Assembly polls. Meanwhile, a meeting of BJP's Haryana Core Committee was held in New Delhi this afternoon. Fitch Ratings has reaffirmed India's sovereign debt rating at BBB- with a stable outlook. The global rating agency in its report released today has attributed it to the country's robust medium-term growth prospects and solid external finance position. On the growth front, Fitch projected India's GDP growth at 7.2% in financial year 2025 and 6.5% in financial year 2026, bolstered by public infrastructure investments, strong private sector investment in real estate, and a resurgence in manufacturing. The Reserve Bank of India has issued a warning against fraudulent activities involving the misuse of its name. The RBI stated that fraudsters employ various tactics, including fake letterheads and email addresses impersonating RBI employees and luring individuals with fictitious offers such as lottery winnings, fund transfers, foreign remittances and government schemes. RBI has reiterated that it does not maintain any account in the name of individuals, companies or trusts to hold funds for disbursal. Union Minister Piyush Goyal today flagged off the Bandra Terminus Margao inaugural service from Borivali Station in Mumbai. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav participated in the event through video conferencing. Addressing the event, the Railway Minister said the train will showcase the natural beauty and scenic landscapes of Konkan. The Enforcement Directorate has attached immovable properties of land worth over 834 crore rupees of MR India Limited and MGF Developments Limited. The attached land are located in Gurugram and Delhi, spanning over 401 acres. The investigation focuses on allegations of money laundering related to a plotted colony in sectors 65 and 66 of Gurugram, involving both companies. In Chhattisgarh, three female Maoists were killed in an encounter with security forces in Narayanpur district today. After the encounter, security forces recovered the bodies of the killed Maoists, along with two rifles and a large amount of Maoist material from the spot. YSR Congress parties Rajya Sabha MPs Bida Mastan Rao Yadav and Mopi Devi Venkataramana Rao Have tendered their resignation from the membership of the Rajya Sabha today. Rajya Sabha Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar has accepted their resignation. These resignations reduce YSR Congress Party's representation in the Rajya Sabha to 9 MPs with 4 members remaining in the Lok Sabha. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. In Gujarat, the flood situation has improved slightly after the decrease in rainfall in the state, but the situation in Vadodara is still alarming. Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel visited the flood-affected regions of Jamnagar and Devbhoomi Dwarka today and reviewed the current flood situation in the rain-affected areas. A report.
Following the massive floods in Vadodara city, the normal life is gradually being restored. However, several places in the city are still under water and relief and rescue operations are on. Minister of State for Homes, Harsh Sanghvi, visited the flood-hit regions of the city today and took stock of the relief work and steps taken by the district administration. The minister informed that the power supply in the city will be fully restored by tomorrow. Similarly, he also informed that the water distribution system, which was also severely affected, has almost been restored. Apart from Indian Army and NDRF, additional 9 fire teams from Ahmedabad joined the rescue operations today. Meanwhile, IMD has issued orange alert of heavy to heavy rainfall at isolated places in parts of Saurashtra and Kutch tomorrow. Aparna Khunt, Akashwani News, Ahmedabad.
In West Bengal, the Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, today conducted polygraph tests on 2 security guards who were posted at the 4th floor of the RG Kaur Medical College and Hospital on the 9th of August. The body of the RG Kaur Medical College PGT trainee doctor was found inside a seminar hall on the 4th floor. Earlier, polygraph tests were performed on 7 persons, including the former principal of the RG Kaur Medical College, Dr. Sandeep Ghosh. In a related development, Bahujan Samaj Party Chief Mayawati today said incidents of crime against women were extremely worrying and asked political parties to rise above party politics and take strict steps to prevent them. In her statement on social media platform, Ms. Mayawati said the incidents of rape, murder and suicide, especially of innocent girls and women happening in Bengal, Maharashtra, Bihar and in Uttar Pradesh, are extremely sad and worrying. The Federation of Indian Chambers of Commerce and Industry, FICCI, today organized the first edition of Young Leader Awards in New Delhi. Addressing at the event, Union Youth Affairs Secretary Meeta Rajiv Lochan highlighted that the ministry is working to encourage young people to engage in experiential learning with the industry and the importance of self-employment. The University Grants Commission today handed over a letter of intent to the University of Southampton, which will establish a campus in India under the National Education Policy 2020. UGC Chairman M. Jagdish Kumar handed over the letter in New Delhi in the presence of External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar. Speaking on the occasion, Dr. Jaishankar said the event is a testament to the strong and multifaceted bilateral ties between India and the United Kingdom, of which education is an important pillar.
Today's event is also a testament to the strong and multifaceted bilateral ties between India and the United Kingdom, of which education is a particularly important pillar. At the heart of this progress lies the National Education Policy, NEP 2020. It is a policy which champions internationalization and aims to position India as a global player in education.
India has reaffirmed its commitment to work closely with Pacific Partner Countries and the Pacific Islands Forum, PIF. At the PIF Dialogue Partners session in Tonga today, Minister of State for External Affairs, Pavitra Margarita, announced that India will fund Quick Impact Projects, QIPs, worth $50,000 each in all 14 Pacific Island countries. In the dialogue session, the minister said India is committed to respond to the vulnerabilities caused by natural hazards in the Pacific, including the threat posed by climate change and rising sea level. QIPs are small, low-cost projects that quickly deliver significant benefits, such as infrastructure and economic development initiatives. The WHO has declared Dhulikhel municipality of Kavrepalanchok district as Nepal's first healthy city and second healthiest city in Asia. Since 2014, Dhulikhel municipality has implemented various programs to achieve the status. A report.
Dhulikhel municipality, which initiated a campaign to become a healthy city, has been monitored by the World Health Organization since 2021 to achieve the feat of becoming Nepal's healthiest city. Dhulikhel scored 65.48 points on various indicators for healthy cities, joining the World Health Organization Healthy City Network. The evaluations were made on various indicators, including citizens' access to health, their participation in health policy making, political commitment to health, nutrition, child health, and innovative health initiatives such as tuberculosis-free and nutrition-friendly programs, among others. Shweta Singh for Akashwani News, Kathmandu.
Typhoon Shanshan, which made its landfall today in the Japanese prefecture of Kagoshima, has brought heavy rain and strong winds that left 3 people dead, 82 injured and 1 missing. According to local media reports, Shanshan has disrupted communication services and caused widespread power and water outages. It has led to train service suspension of the Kyushu Shinkansen and numerous flight cancellations. In Paralympic Games Paris 2024, Indian badminton players Sukant Kadam and Tarun Dhillon today won their opening match in SL4 category in the group stage on the opening day. Another shuttler, Suhas Lalinakere Yatiraj, silver medalist in Tokyo 2020, had a mixed day. Yatiraj started the day with a defeat in the mixed doubles SL3-SU5, partnering Palak Kohli. The 41-year-old shuttler then came back a couple of hours later to start his campaign in the men's singles SL4 on a rousing note, defeating Indonesian duo in Group A. Indian para archers Sheetal Devi today finished second and Sarita ended at 9th in women's individual compound opening ranking round at Paris Paralympics 2024. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. India commissions its second nuclear submarine, INS Arighat. Tripura government declares state as natural calamity zone amid unprecedented floods. rating agency Fitch raises India's sovereign debt rating, attributing it to countries' robust medium-term growth prospects and solid external finance position. India reaffirms commitment to strengthen ties with Pacific partners and forum, announces quick impact projects worth $50,000 in each of the 14 Pacific Island countries. And in Paralympic Games Paris 2024, Indian badminton players Sukant Kadam, Tarun Dhillon and Alanakere Yatiraj win their opening match on day one. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.